Welcome back. 4:39, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Monday afternoon, going to check in with Robert Knight, Washington Times columnist and senior fellow for the American Civil Rights Union. Hello, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine, Andy. My daughter got married last weekend, so I'm still happy about that.
Yeah, well, good for you. You still happy about paying the bill?
The bill we paid, so yeah, that hurt. But, you know.
Yeah, hey, it only happens once. And
It is hoped.
Yes, that's true. Well, good for you. Congratulations to all involved. You know, I read your piece today, Don't Get Discouraged, Get Involved. And I guess that's easier said than done in light of what we saw happen on January 1st, the evening of, when Republicans caved on taxes. I, for one, said, well, this is it. Man, all is lost. But you say get involved. How?
Well, they can get involved all the traditional ways, which is to join a Tea Party or get involved in your local regular party. Write letters to the editor. There are a million ways you can get involved. You can also do it through churches. You can get involved just in changing the culture. You can join one of those, like, Million Moms or Million Dads for American Family Association if you're tired of the corrupt media corrupting kids' minds. There are lots of things people can do. Right now, though, I've run into so many people who are discouraged, depressed. They say, well, the nation's gone. It's over. Yeah. We'll never recover. And I'm thinking, wait a second. If everybody thought that, yeah. But if everybody rolled up their sleeves and got back to work, we'd take the nation back. I honestly think that there are enough people in this country to take the nation back if enough people care. And even if you don't get a majority, you don't need that. You just need a core number of people who are involved in caring. And so I did it partly as a cathartic exercise, Andy, because I, too, was depressed yeah. after the election. And then the awful fiscal cliff arrangement. Heck, even before that, when they were starting to remove conservatives from key committees, you know, I thought, gee, you get involved and this is the reward you get. Well, it just means you have to get more involved and have a truly conservative Congress come 2014.
Yeah. Hey, where and when did the parties divide so radically? Because, you know, I go back a while in this business, and I know that you've been around and watched the political world for some time. I don't recall the sheer bitterness, the divide so great as it is right now.
Oh, I don't either. I think people, I was talking to an eye doctor the other day who turns out is an unrepentant liberal, and he found out I was conservative, so we had a pretty good conversation. But he said, you know what really bothers me is we don't talk to each other anymore. We talk past each other. Both of our sides think the other's evil and is wrecking the country. And of course, I said, yeah, but it's true in your part. I mean, you really are.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
and no wonder you can't
Detroit
see.
Detroit is yours, okay?
Hey, no wonder you can't see where you're going now.
That's right. But he was right. We're, you know, the left paints conservatives as just, you know, from the devil's spawn, to, you know, the Taliban, you know, that kind of thing. And the conservatives look at liberals as destructive and almost like children in a china shop who don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They say they have good intentions and then they wreck the place.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about those intentions anymore. They have plenty of evidence to show that their policies don't work. They impoverish people. They really ought to change their policies.
Yeah. And you know, the vast majority of right-thinking Americans have bowed to the antics of the left. And it's scary sometimes. I don't know how that happened.
Well, I think the country fell into the death grip of the drug and sex culture of the 1970s. It got institutionalized as the baby boomers took over, and they brought all their radical ideas with them. And public education has been disseminating them for years in a watered down form. The colleges certainly brainwash kids as soon as they walk on campus with the whole left wing ideology. And then there's the media and Hollywood. I mean, it's kind of funny. It's amazing how many conservatives there are out there in spite of this nonstop barrage of propaganda from the time of childhood on up for most Americans' formative years. There's still a grain of common sense that won't go away. That's what I'm counting on.
Yeah. Although I read a story, in fact, I talked about it in the last hour. There's a story out today talking about college graduates as they come out of school. They expect so much from the government. They're an entitled society. They also feel that they're much smarter than their predecessors, and the testing results show just the opposite.
Yeah, that's the benefits of the self-esteem movement that basically tells you you're okay even if you aren't. I remember I was in California when I was working for the L.A. Times, and they had the self-esteem commission out there, which was one of the most absurd things I've ever seen the government
Is that where they give trophies to, like, every kid, no matter how, you know, no matter how well or how poorly they play a sport?
If you show up, you get a trophy. That's really the standard now in America. And even the kids think it's funny. I mean, I remember my son getting all these Little League trophies when he was on awful teams. And I said, doesn't it matter if you win or not? He says, well, I suppose you'd get a bigger trophy if you won. But look at all these trophies.
Yeah, really. One of the things you say in your piece today is that we should ensure the integrity of the ballot box. But the Democrats say there's no voter fraud. Why do we have to do that, Bob?
Oh, goodness. Where do I begin, Andy? Cuyahoga County?
Yeah.
Or, you know, people were voting 100% for Barack Obama.
109% in one county.
Yeah, that's true. And by the way, right in front of me, right now, I have a list of Mississippi counties.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And if you look at the number of actual voting age people and then the number of registered voters, every single county is over 100%.
Oh, man.
In other words, there are more registered voters than there are living, breathing, eligible people in all these counties. Part of it is the law in Mississippi. It's different from that of, say, Virginia, where you're ordered to clean up the voter rolls. If you move from one county to another, then the state voting registry tells the other county, hey, take them off.
Yeah.
In Mississippi, they can tell you to take it off. They don't have to. And if you're controlled by a machine, you say, hey, leave him on. He's been a good voter for us, dead or alive, all these years. Why not?
And you can definitely see why the Democrats really don't want voter ID laws, because they would lose some of that dishonest vote, that's for sure.
Well, I think they're the ones opposing it so vehemently when a great majority of Americans say, this is just common sense. I have to show an ID when I buy a six-pack of beer or board an airplane. Why wouldn't I have to prove who I am when I vote? Shouldn't that just be basic?
Yeah, it should be. Yeah. All right. Well, I wanted to finish by saying somewhere beneath all of this that we've talked about, there's got to still be a strong, honest, God-fearing group of Americans that will eventually do the right thing. At least I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, that was part of the theme of the column, that it's like a great whale swimming under the stormy media corrupt sea above. You don't see it, you see a fin, dorsal fin from time to time of America's real heart. And like when the people poured out for the victims of Katrina, and thousands of Americans went down to the Gulf and rebuilt the Gulf communities, all without the help of government. I mean, they did it on their own. Churches got together and donated millions of dollars and millions of hours of time and everything else. There's an America there that's willing to do that, and you don't hear about it that often. You just hear about what the government is supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
The more we focus on government, the fewer freedoms we have, because, you know, as you know, government is compulsory. Volunteering is totally different, and that's where the real pulse of charity is.
If you haven't read it, check it out, folks. It's called Don't Get Discouraged, Get Involved. It's by Robert Knight. It's in today's Washington Times. Bob, always good to talk to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Andy.
Take care. 4:48, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.